Band the Cole Santana on Q102 is called Say It Again. Time for Chase to go. Make way for news with Gary. Our Rolling Stone special follows 2 o'clock. The man Derek Jones and John Kenny at 7 tonight. Stay on Q102 FM 828. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Goodbye now.
Everyone gets tired, fires begin to burn. Everyone gets tired.
posters and prints, block mounting and framing in the Irish Life Mall, Talbot Street, in Arnott's of Henry Street, and at Crazy Horse Corner, South Great Georgia Street, Dublin.
Paper hearts. Come up and see them sometime.
Whether it's for a snack or a main meal, you'll find everything tastes fresher from Le Jardin Restaurant, South King Street, beside the Gaiety Theatre. For evening reservations, phone 77-8408.
All the time in the world at Jemison Jewelers, Henry Street and O'Connell Street.
On AM and Stereo FM, this is Q102.
At midday, this is Gary Hamill. Irish tourism is to flourish this year, and it is estimated that over £680 million is expected from Americans in 1985. And Irish tourism is to benefit heavily from the strength of the American dollar. The marketing manager of Bord Fáilte, Niall Miller, says that it will be one of Ireland's best years for tourism. More than 30,000 Americans are expected to visit Ireland. Gardaí have found a gun in the search for a gang of three men who ran from a farmhouse in Charleston, County Mayo, when the farm was approached by a Garda patrol last night. The owner of the house, a 74-year-old man, has been charged with Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act. The gang had hijacked two cars, and one of these has been examined by forensic experts this afternoon. A massive explosion has occurred in Baghdad, which makes the third in a week. In Tehran, the national news agency admit to hitting Baghdad with a missile. The blast came while people were celebrating a victory over Iran in the Gulf War. And because of the Iraqi warning that it will fire on any aircraft in Iranian airspace, German airline Lufthansa has suspended all flights to Tehran. And in County Clare, 12 people were arrested after violent behaviour in the town of Six Mile Bridge last night. Five have been charged in the Shannon Garda station in Clare, while the other seven are in hospital. The 12 are all from travelling families who had come from Kilkenny, Cork, Ennis and Limerick. Finally, a fire in Francis Street in Dublin this morning has left three firemen injured. They had attempted to control the blaze but were burnt in the process. One is still in hospital. Next news at 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, with as much fanfare as possible, Spotlight Special is proud to present the world's greatest rock and roll band, the Rolling Stones.
We had a lot of ups and downs, but maybe that's what made us very much together, you know, a few struggles. I don't mean like making it to the top kind. I mean getting up from the bottom kind. What I sort of really come down to is crass commercialism, I think, in the end. You know, that if a band is unsuccessful, it's going to break up, probably. If a band stays successful and makes money for as long time as we have, we'll probably stay together.
Stop. may think it's easy to start up a Rolling Stone Spotlight special, but it's enough to make a grown man cry. I mean, how can anyone possibly compress over two decades of nonstop hits from one of the world's most influential pop culture forces into 90 minutes? You can't. So instead of presenting a dry history of the Stones, we're turning this show over to you. What we did is we sent our Spotlight special microphones out to the street so you could ask Mick and the boys the questions you've always wanted answered. Now, before we go any further, a note of caution. There's a right way and a wrong way to interview the Rolling Stones. To find out more, we consulted the world's ultimate authority on interviewing etiquette, Mick Jagger.
Well, you've got to ask the right questions to get the right answers. I had a hard time with the English over there, actually. They never knew what to say, and they were always very nervous. The radio people were fine, you know. But the TV people were so nervous and had lists and lists of questions, you know, mostly about my personal life, which I said, no, I'm not talking about that. Every time they came to the question, I'd say that or I'd say some rude word. That's the end of that. But mostly they don't have the right questions, you know, and they go in the files and they bring out all these daft things from like years ago, and they always do that, and I get very annoyed. I said, why don't you do your own research, you know? You know, ask questions what people have asked you before. You know, they just re-ask them, they have nothing original. And then the women get very, very nervous of me. I don't know why, but they do.
I met a gentle barroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder.
I'm Jerry Bishop, and this time, Spotlight Special gives you exactly what you want, the Rolling Stones. Listeners like you will be asking questions of Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Bill Wyman, and Ron Wood. So I have no idea at all what's in store, but I've got a feeling we'll get some pretty surprising answers, and I know we'll hear some outstanding rock and roll. The Rolling Stones and you on Spotlight Special, and it all begins right after this.
Q102.
The Army and Navy Surplus Store with everything for the outdoor worker at Lawless's Yard Swords, open 7 days a week.
The one-week shopping and sightseeing.
Hi, darlings. Everyone's talking about the great Q102 United Travel Holiday of a Lifetime. They want to know...
Where will it be?
How long will it be for, even?
What makes this special?
Yes, everyone's waiting for the competition to start, and it's going to start real soon. One thing's for sure, when we reveal the details, you'll be amazed, honey.
Stay tuned to 808 AM and 102 FM. Q102 will sweep you off your feet.
Oh, you're so divine, uniforms and all.
Where did you buy that car?
Windsor Motors.
Windsor Motors. They have the complete Nissan range. So for great cars, great price, and a great service, where should you go?
Windsor Motors.
Where else?
Windsor Motors, South Circular Road and Harold's Cross Bridge. Telephone 540-800. That's 540-800.
Windsor Motors.
Q102 now has a news line for you, the people of Dublin. If there's something newsworthy happening where you are, call us in on 765684 and we'll broadcast your news. Q102's news line on 765684. A link between you and the city.
Q102.
Dogs begin to bark.
begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange cat people. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, ain't had no peace in the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
As you know, on this edition of Spotlight Special, people like you will be asking the Rolling Stones the questions they'd like answered most. If that sounds complicated, don't worry. Why, Keith Richards and Ron Wood have already gotten the hang of it.
See, we'll just do the answers now, and then they'll make up the questions later. You know what I mean?
It was Mick.
Yeah. Yeah. That was off an old Muddy Waters song.
Disaster.
Yeah, I wrote that in bed at the
I wasn't in the group at that time.
Now, it's your turn.
Okay, this one's for Keith and Mick. I think you guys are legends, and my parents think you are, and they always did, and I grew up listening to your music, and because of them, and of course on the radio, and I just want to know, do you guys think that you're legends?
Yes, I'm a legend. I'm registered as a legend. I wear a blue plaque saying I lived here.
In a black glamour fur coat. Then maybe they give me one soon. At the moment, so I'm still like a functioning rock singer, so it's, but very odd way of looking at it because I can't really take it seriously, you know? I mean, like, as I was saying, at the beginning, where it was like so serious, a blues band, but I can't really be serious about what we do anymore, really. It's all sort of 20 years and all this, and you can dip into the thing of oldies and all that, and all the best songs, and it's not like when you're very young and all you have to play is these songs, that's all you've got, and you play them for all your worth.
I want you back again. Want your love again. I know you find it hard to reason with me, but this time is different. Before you
long for the night to go by.
I hear the knock on my door that never comes.
I'd like to ask Ron with a question. What's it like to be a new member of the Rolling Stones? Because they've been doing what they've been doing for years, and is it unique? And what is happening? How does he feel?
Muddy Waters used to think that I was a member of the Stones way back when I was in my first group in England. You know, I used to walk into a club called the Speakeasy in Margaret Street. Muddy would be in there, and he'd come running over. The Rolling Stones, you know, like he picked me up. He thought I was Keith, as usual. It's not as bad as Junior Wells, though. I said hello to him three times in the same night. He said a brand new hello each time. He thought I was somebody different, you know. But Muddy always used to think I was in the Stones. And then I finally met him soon after joining, whenever that was. And he went through the same thing, and I said, yes, I'm in them now, Muddy. He didn't get it either.
She got in the blood. She was hot. I got a question for Mick. I know over the years he's fought for a lot of things, a lot of things I believe in myself, and I really want to know if he's still fighting for these causes, because if he is, I'm all for it.
Lots of causes. I you know, like wanting to stop seals being hit on the head, women wearing fur coats, Africa for the Africans, England for the English, more money for everybody, peace, love and harmony. Are you putting me on?
Is he putting us on? Absolutely not. As Mick Jagger gets political, next on the Rolling Stones Spotlight Special.
Q102.
Spring into your summer gear at the Backyard Boutique, Lawless Yard, North Street, Swords. Open 7 days a week.
Murphy's, 13 Upper Maggot Street, for express one-hour photos and all your copying needs. Passport photos in 2 minutes. Murphy's, open 6 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Murphy's.
Are you a Premier Dairies customer? You're not? Then listen to this.
How would you like to win one of these super prizes in Premier's new free monthly draw?
In February, a luxury Mediterranean cruise for two. 14 sun-filled days on the Mediterranean.
March, a Murray Dream kitchen fully fitted in your home.
April, Creda kitchen equipment including cooker and hood, fridge, washing machine and tumble dryer.
May, a Sony remote control TV and video recorder.
And in June, £2,000 worth of designer carpets from the Navanior range, including underlay and fittings.
Plus, every month there are 50 runner-up prizes of 10 weeks free milk.
To enter Premier's super free monthly draw, phone the Premier prize link on 606666 and put your name on the Premier Dairies customer list, and soon you'll be enjoying the goodness and friendly service of Premier.
Remember, Premier Dairies serve all over Leinster, so phone them today on 606666 anytime.
Stereo Rock, Q102. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now.
102.
All the Germans are interested in politics. They're not interested in your personal life at all. And so going from your personal life, you're saying no, or trying to find a way around it, or your girlfriend is this and that. No, the Germans aren't interested in that. They're only interested in your, whether you're a communist, you know, or if you're a socialist, who would you, did you vote for Mrs. Thatcher? You know, what do you think about the cruise missile? I mean, the peace movement.
Well, a lot of our listeners who got to pose questions for the Stones are either German or they're strongly influenced by the band's latest album. Some say it's their most political statement to date.
Someone accused me in particular, I think, was the undercover Rolling Stones album is my Rodeo Drive view of politics or something like that. I mean, Rodeo Drive, well, I don't know. I'm not hip enough to know what Rodeo Drive philosophy is.
I wanted to really ask him what his video is about, because it's not about a love song. What is it really about? I mean, it seems to me, like I've seen it plenty of times, it seems like it's like about a gangster movie.
Well, it's about repression and injustice, really. It's not aimed at any particular group of people or section of, say, socialist or communist in any particular part of the world. It's just worldwide.
Hell, it screams the center for it too. Loud enough to burst the brains out. The opposition's tongue is cut in two. Keep on the street, cause you're in danger. 100,000 disparos lost in the jails in South America. Curl up, baby. Curl up tight. Curl up, baby. Keep it all out of sight. Undercover. Keep it all out of sight. Undercover of the night. The race militia has got extra fingers all the way from New York back to Africa. Curl up, baby. Keep it all outside. Curl up, baby. Keep it all outside. Curl up, baby. Keep it all outside. Undercover. 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 Keep it all outside. Undercover on the name. Back in the jungle, and people whisper, people double talk. When Slap Fathers act so humble, all the young girls, they've got the blues. They ain't no back to set a fire to. Undercover, all I say. Undercover, all I say. Undercover. Keep it rushing. The smell of sex, the smell of suicide. All these dream things I can't keep inside. Undercover, all I say. Undercover, I believe. Thank you.
they're just pretty much from my own heart, you know. They're not from stuff I read on the back of history books in when I was browsing in Rizzoli's in New York, you know. I mean, I know my onions on it, you know, otherwise I wouldn't write about it.
I like to ask this question to Mick Jagger. Then on the new album, the song Too Much Blood, that song is really bizarre. Where'd you ever come up with that idea?
Yeah, well, you see, we're in Paris, and there was a big news story about this Japanese guy, you see, that had killed his girlfriend. And it was a cannibalistic story. It was a big story in Paramatch, which is a big magazine, rather like Time or People or something.